Meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will please come to order. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on May 16, 2001. May we please have the roll call vote?
Mr. Dinkoff?
Here.
Ms. Kresty?
Here.
Mr. Frieda?
Here.
Ms. Grant?
Here.
Ms. Gregory?
Here.
Ms. Hofig?
Here.
Mr. Kaplan?
Here.
Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
Ms. Sullivan?
Here.
We have a quorum and may proceed.
Maria, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a few changes in the agenda for this evening. First of all, instead of doing the American Recovery Reinvestment Act 2009 first, we're going to do solar energy first. So there'll be a presentation on solar energy, and then there will be a recognition of the public, and that'll be on solar energy alone. No other items for that public portion of the meeting. After we're done discussing ARRA funds, we will go on to, after we get done with solar energy, we'll go on to ARRA funds. And after that presentation and board discussion, we will have our second recognition of the public. And that recognition of the public will be based upon the ARRA funds. After those two presentations and public input or public questions, then we will have the recognition of the public on any item that's of interest to our public, any questions or any concerns. After that's been completed, the board will go into executive session, and it's my understanding that we will take no public action after the executive session. Before we do the first item on the agenda then, which is solar energy, I just wanted to take a minute to recognize someone in the audience. At our last public Board of Education meeting in May, we had a number of former Board of Education members present, and we were able to acknowledge them and thank them for their service to the children of Clinton Township. The one board member, former board member, who was unable to make the May Board of Education meeting is with us this evening. And at this time, I would like to acknowledge and recognize Mrs. Debbie Weiss, who was a former board member, served on the Clinton Township Board of Education for 3 years, and made an outstanding contribution as a board member, served not only on the Facilities and Finance Committee, but also on the Personnel and Negotiations Committee. So at this time, I would like to ask the board and the members of the public to please acknowledge our friend and former board member, Debbie Weiss. Debbie, if you can. Thank you for coming tonight, Debbie. At this time, we'll go to the first item on the agenda, revised agenda, and that'll be solar energy. Want to introduce this gentleman, please?
At this time, I'd like to introduce the district's architect of record, Kevin Centimbrino of Bucks BSANA.
It's easier. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for having me here tonight. This evening is going to be an expansion of what we spoke about 4 months ago, and when we gave you a preliminary view of how solar can be implemented on each of your schools and the approximate sizes. Okay, so to begin the discussion this evening, we wanted to start out, wanted to give you a basis of design, wanted to tell you where you are starting from. What does that mean? That means we want to tell you the amount of energy that the school district is consuming in the past year. So in the approximate past 12 months, We've reviewed your energy usage, and we want to give this to you as a starting point. And we're going to be revisiting this as we go along, because what we're going to do is compare the energy that you can gain and the savings that you can gain from the photovoltaic back to where you are now. So I want to draw your attention to the bottom line where it talks about the totals. The energy used for the district, for all for the four schools, you see in kilowatt hours, you'll see 3,258,600. You'll see that the energy cost for the districts, and these are annual costs, is a little south of $500,000, $492,252. Now, the question becomes, when we know this information, what is the first thing that we do in order to begin to size the solar system? And one of the first things that we do is we look at the energy consumed per school. And that'll be important in a moment. It's not for the district, it's per school, because the restrictions are on a per meter site. So it's per school. And we set a goal of approximately 85% of the energy to be generated by solar. And you may say, well, listen, what? Well, let's generate it all with solar. Let's generate 100%. Now, the district recently completed an energy audit. And in that energy audit, there are things called ECMs, or energy conserving measures. Now, what those energy conserving measures are going to do in the future years when the district implements them, and when the district begins to change out items like boilers and lights and things of that nature, is that your demand is going to go down. So the number all the way to the left, the total, the energy used, is going to go down without doing the solar project. So one thing that you want to do is anticipate that reduced usage or the reduced demand, and generate a solar goal that is less than 100%. Okay? So that's why we generate a goal of 85% of the usage on a per school or per meter basis. And all the way on the right-hand side, you'll see a maximum system size. That maximum system size is in kW, it's in kilowatts, and that's based on the 85% per school goal. So it's important to understand where we are and what our goal is. And from there, we'll go on to some of the graphics on a per school basis. And we're going to revisit an iteration of this when we're done with each school. Okay. We have an aerial view of the middle school. What you can start to see is we have not shown, we do have a rooftop solar indicated in our analyses. We have not shown it on the roof. We've indicated an area where a size of that solar on the roof. However, what I want to bring your attention to is the area, the parking area on the top of the slide and to the bottom left of the slide. You'll see covered areas by the parking area. What we're going to propose here is canopies over the parking lot. And you'll see an image of those canopies in a moment, but I want to get everyone oriented with where those canopies may go. Okay? So one thing that we look at, in addition to the rooftop solar, is canopies over the parking areas. So there's a little bit better image, a little 3D view of, again, what those canopies are going to begin to look like over some of the parking areas. The reason why I bring this up, and I'll have to come back to this later, is there is a 17-acre site that we're going to speak of a bit later to use for an additional area for additional ground mount for this school site. And I'll tell you why we're going to use that closer to the end of the presentation. But I did want to let you know that we do know that's there. We do know that's available for use. Okay. Now, I told you we're going to come back to these slides. So we're going to tell you now, we're going to get into the numbers for the middle school. We understand that we can, and these numbers are conservative, which means they're lower than they can be, but we always want to plan conservatively. So when you look at the middle school and you look at the amount of kW that you can put on the roof, you put approximately 250 kW on the roof. The canopy mount that you saw over the parking lot is about 285 kW. Your total is 535 kW, but remember, when we started this, we said your maximum system size based on your energy uses is 1,100 kW. So you still have space on somewhere on the site. Put another 565 kW. We'll get back to that at the end. So keep in mind, in addition to the canopy and the rooftop, the demand at this middle school will still permit you to place additional solar somewhere else on the site for the to use for the meter. Right. The Round Valley School, just to orient you once again, same type of things at this point. You're going to see canopies over the parking. We do have some solar on the roof. In the upper left-hand corner of the slide, you're going to see what's called a ground mount solar canopy, and those are canopies that are mounted very close to the ground, within a couple feet of the ground. Thus, the name ground mount. They're one of the least expensive solar installations, but for the roof. So I did want to point out to you the differences with those two installations: ground mount in the upper left, and parking lot canopies for the remainder of this slide. You also see here an iteration of a parking lot canopy. We've taken a canopy, we placed it over some of the sports area, the spectator area for any of the fields. Again, to place some additional solar and to give you an additional functionality from the panels and the canopies themselves. A little bit closer picture of the ground mount, again being closest to the ground. Right. And we're back to this chart again. In Round Valley, we're looking at approximately 350 kW on the roof, 519 kW on the canopies, 200 kW for ground mount, a total of 1,069 kW. And then you look at the number to the right, you see the max system size based on the demand, once again for that school, is only 550 kW, so we're actually able to generate in this school more energy than we need. And when you're looking at a PPA, that's not a good thing, because you want to generate a system size that is less than what you need, because you're not an energy company, and it will cost you dollars to generate energy that you don't use. And I know you have a question about that, so I'll bring that up again as well. Spruce Run. You see an aerial again, the same type of thing with the canopies over the parking lot. A little bit 3D view. Bit of a bus drop-off canopy, gives you some more functionality other than over the parking. And again, these are very preliminary images. They're just to show you a 3D of what it might look like and where it may go. Back to the chart again. 200 kW on the roof, 390 on a canopy mount. Total is 590. Your max system size is only 390. Right? So we're able to generate more energy, once again, than we need. McGarren School. Oh. You did see, oh, quickly you saw that. Let's see if we get back there. The canopies over the parking lot area. And you'll see the numbers again at McGarren. We have discounted the roof at this moment in time at McGarren, and we're only looking at 275 for the canopy mount, and the maximum system size there is 490. So you can stand to put another 215 kW all the way on the right-hand side of the chart on that site. Now, when I've been going through each one of the schools, some of the schools I've said, listen, you can put more solar on the site. And other schools I've said, you have the space to put more solar than you need on the site. So what we've done is we've come back into this chart and we said, okay, now we need to make some adjustments. We know how much energy you're using right now. We know what our projection is. It's about 85% of your usage on a per school site. Okay? We know how much solar you can get on each site in terms of roof mount, ground mount, and canopy mount. And now on this slide, we need to make some adjustments, either make some reductions in terms of the solar that we can put on the site, or some additions. So if you take a look at the middle school, we've added 565 kW at ground mount location, and we're projecting we can place that on the 17-acre adjacent site to the vacant site to the middle school, so that our total kW on the site matches our maximum system size on the site based on the demand. So you see the variance is zero. In Spruce Run, we've eliminated any roof mount any roof mount solar panels. We're only looking at a canopy mount at 390. Once again, to the right-hand side, we've eliminated any variance between the demand and the projection and the solar that you're placing on site. So the Round Valley, you'll see 519 for the canopy mount, and you'll see, that should have been all the way to the right, but you'll see the 31 right underneath the Round Valley. That says that we are slightly deficient, only 31 kW off our mark, which is actually pretty close. And at McGarren, we're about 215 kW off the projection, off our projected goal. Okay? But on the bottom of the chart, you'll see the totals in kW, and you see the max system size. Now, earlier that I said that the solar panels can have to be sized on a per school basis, which means that there's something called single net metering. So you can only use the solar energy based on the site that it is located. Okay? So although we have the ability to generate much more solar energy here at this school, the question remains, can we generate much more than we need here and use it every place else? And the answer is, unless the sites are contiguous sites, which some of them are, you cannot use them on any non-contiguous district-owned sites. Okay, so independent sites have to be judged on an independent meter basis. And we've taken that into consideration to generate this initial analysis of what your solar project can be in terms of size. Now, when you look at the bottom of this chart, you'll see the totals in kW. You'll see 2,284. And then immediately to the right, the max system size, the projected size, was 2,530. Now, the rate that the district has been paying over the past 12 months has been approximately 16 cents a kilowatt hour. Right? We anticipate at the completion of the power purchase agreement, if that is the course that the district selects, that the solar kilowatt hour rate would be slightly less than 10 cents a kilowatt hour. Right? What does that mean? That means that all of the solar energy that I've mentioned to you will be purchased from that power purchase agreement company at a rate of 10 cents instead of the 16 cents that you're buying it from the utility company. The anticipated lease term, in accordance with the school public contracts law, is a maximum of 15 years. And the number, of course, that everyone has been waiting for from the beginning is, how much money do we save? So based on the system size, an anticipated utility rate cost escalation of about 2% per year, which again is conservative, we anticipate that if the district purchases energy at the lower rate as opposed to 16 cents, that the savings will be slightly less than $3 million over the course of 15 years. So this puts in a little notes. For the array size, again, is 2,284 kilowatts, or for those that have more experience with solar, about 2.3 megawatts, as far as the system size for the district. The energy generated is 2,503,328 kilowatts. The percentage of energy generated based on the percentage of energy that you need is 77%. So we can expect this solar array throughout the district to generate 77% of the energy that all of the district needs to be purchased at a rate of 10 cents, which is about six and a half cents less than what you're purchasing it for now. And again, the projected 15-year savings, slightly south of $3 million over the course of 15 years. Just have a couple of photographs of some installations that are currently underway, so you can get a little bit better idea of what these canopies might look like. And I think that was the end of the presentation. So I do want to be able to entertain certainly any questions with regard to things that you've heard this evening, savings, time, et cetera.
Thank you.
Thank you.